This is the Neighborhood Conversations Podcast. Today's episode was originally recorded on March 17th, 2024.
That was cute.
Good morning, neighbors. Love. So many things. I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how, 'cause there's a possibility you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. 'Cause love, so many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love. Through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts, love, for better or worse, I still will choose you first, love. That was a song called Love by Music Soul Child. As we journey through this Lenten series, let us reflect on the redemptive power of love. Today, we dive into Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8, exploring love as it transforms, redeems, and heals us. And what better companion than to explore through the adapted movie, The Color Purple, where we witness the character Harpo wrestling through the complexities of love, through his father, Mister, and his father's father. Harpo thought he had an idea of what love was supposed to look like. Anybody been there? Anybody thought they had the right one? Anybody ever had an abuser who you thought was your soulmate? Anybody ever loved someone deeply, but through their own actions, you knew they just couldn't love you back? I have. Let me tell you, it is a struggle. From family relationships to friendships to partners, love is a battlefield. In Corinthians 13, the Apostle Paul gives us a vivid picture of what love is. Paul says, love is patient, kind, not envious or boastful, not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but it rejoices in truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And when I read that, I said, never. That's a strong word. And as you might be able to tell from my statements beforehand, I have some commitment issues. But as we look through the lens of The Color Purple, we find a moment where Harpo meets Celie for the first time. And that night, she cooks him a homemade dinner. And you could tell the child had not had a homemade dinner for a very long time. And he looks up at the dinner table, still eating, and says, "This is good, Miss Celie. Can I have seconds?" But his father replied, "You done already had seconds." Then Harpo says, "Well, thirds then." And that's a perfect representation of how it feels when you finally found the right kind of love. When you finally found what you've been needing, Harpo represents many of us who struggle to see God's love represented in our everyday lives. Harpo's journey is one of searching and seeking to understand what love truly means in the face of societal pressures, your family's pressures. Harpo's confusion mirrors our own at times. We may find ourselves questioning what love looks like, mistaking control and manipulation for affection. We may struggle to differentiate between the love that the world defines and the unconditional love that God calls us to embody. But we witnessed the transformative power of love in Harpo. Harpo is changed by his encounters through love with Celie in different ways. As the movie goes on, he goes to ask her, "How can I get my wife to mind me like you do, Pop?" How can I get my wife to mind me like you do, Pop? And in a toxic way, I saw it as him saying, "I want a wife like you, patient, kind, not insisting on your own way." Celie's love for Harpo and all of Mister's children that weren't hers was breaking down barriers, challenging the oppressive systems, and fostering reconciliation before anybody even knew what was going on. Kylan spoke about one particular scene where the character Shug, known for her strength and resilience, delivers a line that resonates deeply. It says, "I think it pisses God off when we walk past the color purple and don't notice it." Kylan said, "This statement speaks not only to the importance of appreciating the beauty and diversity of God's creation, but also our failure to recognize the inherent worth and dignity of every individual." You said all that. And I want to add to that, just as it angers God that we overlook the color purple, even the color in the Fruit of the Loom, purple, Kylan. It angers God when we fail to celebrate the diversity in our own midst. Our failure to uplift one another diminishes the fullness of God's manifestation of love in our own community. How powerful would it have been for Harpo to notice that he was being changed by Celie's acts of love and to be able to tell her correctly in that moment? But I think we're all like Harpo in a little bit. We just don't notice it. And some of you may be asking, how? How can I take note of it? How can I learn to love myself when I've been told I don't matter? I've been shown that loyalty and an old way of living is more important than my self-love, when generational trauma has become my inheritance and now it is my responsibility to heal. How do I know when I'm actually feeling love? How do I know if I'm in the right relationship when I'm stripped down to nothing but my Fruit of the Looms? How do I know that I'm being loved for real? In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, we are reminded of the fruits of the Spirit. And I look at this as our checklist for real love. It says, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are not just attributes to aspire to, they are the very essence of God's manifested love in us. Love is the faithful pastor who speaks truth in power at the Georgia State of Representatives. Ah. Love is that joy and peace we can find in a co-working space that looks like your own living room. Love is goodness and patience you find when you call a friend to come and save you because you ran out of gas at your big age. Yeah. Love is finding self-control. When you found that right kind of love, but you just don't ask for seconds or thirds because that means someone else might not get a full meal. When we cultivate these fruits in our lives, when we strive to love our neighbors as ourselves, we participate in the transformative work of God's love. We become agents of our own change, builders of bridges and havens of hope. So as we continue on our Lenten journey, may we be inspired by the redemptive power of love as it is exemplified in the color purple. May we seek to embody the love that is described in Corinthians chapter 13. And may the fruits of the Spirit guide us in our own relationships and our interactions with one another. God is all around us. God is in the color purple. God is in the colors that we see in ourselves. And it takes us to recognize them, to call them out in the moment. That's how you love. Amen.
Neighborhood Conversations is produced by Neighborhood Church in Atlanta, Georgia. You can learn more about us at neighborhoodchurchatl.com, and on our website you can find links to our weekly live streams, and you can find out what's going on in the neighborhood. Find us on social media, and don't forget to subscribe.